Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
All right, Miami Nation, all right, USA, this is SCNY MSL Radio, back to you today on Hump Day. Joining me, as always, the wonderful Casey Wallach from Wisconsin. What's going on, Casey?
Not too much. It's kind of an exciting morning, though, with this DeAndre Jordan, 11th hour push by the Clippers coming out.
Oh, yeah. We got DeAndre Jordan. The Clippers, actually, not DeAndre Jordan. The Clippers are looking to pursue DeAndre Jordan to come back to Los Angeles. We'll get to that later on. But first topic for today, I'm going to see you in Wally. Russell Wilson is not having sex with a pop star named Ciara. Oh, obviously, she has been big since, like, the 90s. I remember growing up, I was listening to her on a radio I used to listen to. And, Casey, what was the thing you said about, something about God wouldn't let him or something? What was that about?
Yeah, he said that, because he did this, like, interview at his church or whatever, and somebody asked, brought up the thing about, like, Ciara and stuff, and he said, you know, he was, like, she was on tour, he was in her, like, dressing room and looking in the mirror, and suddenly God spoke to him and said that he would have to, like, he needs to lead her, like, in a different path or whatever, you know, which he said, basically, God told him not to have sex anymore with Ciara, so, you know, he said to God, like, he's like, really, right now? Like, and then he said, God spoke to him again and said, no, you need to lead her. And, like, it's, I don't know. it's just crazy.
It's insane. It's insane with Lauren right now. From what I know about him talking to God or whatever, he said, he had told everybody that he needed everybody to pray for him because, obviously, being a man, having sex is not not a good thing because, you know, you get very frustrating. Very, very, very frustrating. And I'm pretty sure it's the same for Ciara, too. I'm not just saying that in Russell Wilson's case. It's also probably frustrating for her, but...
She's dated a lot of celebrities. I mean, like, she dated 50 Cent. She had a kid with Future.
Then she must know what sex is about.
I'm surprised.
Yeah, but hey, I respect them. You know, no sex, no marriage. Mm-hmm. I'm sometimes the same way myself. I like it. So there's that, and then there's a bunch of fight, and then apparently this caused a Twitter fight between Chris Broussard and this guy named Bonami. What's that all about?
Bomani Jones.
Yeah. Okay.
Yesterday and highly questionable, you know, they brought this up, and Bomani Jones is always, like, I mean, he kind of likes to make, you know, fun of stuff like this, but, like, he's a really smart guy and everything, and so it must have, in some, like, in his delivery at some point, he must have used the word stupid, like, and Chris Broussard took that as, and Chris Broussard is very, like, religious or whatever, and Chris Broussard took that as Bomani, you know, calling people who, you know, are practicing celibacy, you know, stupid. And so then this thing went on, you know, for the rest of the afternoon, back and forth with them on Twitter. And Bomani Jones just kept saying, and he wasn't saying that those people were stupid. It's just I don't know. I mean, like, his opinion was that, or the idea of it was stupid or whatever, you know. It even pretty much kind of just, like, joking to begin with. I mean, got, like, super ramped up and so sensitive about this. And then it just blew up into this thing on Twitter. And, like, you know, it's all, like, this religious, you know, everybody, like, really got, like, very, like, into it. And there was, you know, stuff about intolerance and all this stuff, you know. So, yeah,
It's crazy as hell. A lot of fights going on this week in the world of sports. They have another fight going on between Titans quarterback Zach Mettenberger and Texans defensive tackle J.J. Watt. It all started, I think, sometime last week when Watt had made fun of Mettenberger's high school pictures. Or no, he made fun of him, his selfies, and he said they were a little high schoolish. And then
right,
I think Mettenberger fired back that he had a Texas jacket, and that was high school. I don't know, this is all stupid. Like, come on, guys, set it all on the field, like real men do.
The thing, I don't know if you remember last season, because Mettenberger, like before his first start last year, he took a selfie in the locker room, like right before the game, and somehow J.J. Watt found out about it. And so then when Watt sacked him in that game, his celebration dance was him mimicking taking a selfie. And so that's where that kind of all started. And then in J.J. Watt's post game, that after that game, it's when he said, this is the National Football League, not high school. So, and then, yeah, then Mettenberger said the thing about the Letterman's jacket. And then this morning, J.J. Watt tweeted, a lion doesn't concern himself with opinions of sheep. Time to attack the day. So,
I love that expression. The lion does not lose sleep over the opinion of sheep, because it just makes everything so much better, especially when you got haters like I do. Just a bunch of sheep. I love that expression. But these teams just sit on the field already. Actually, I don't think that Mettenberger is going to start this season because, obviously, Marcus Mariota. Who does that actually has not signed his contract yet? Still waiting on that.
Right.
So, there's a quick synopsis of Wade's Twitter Q&A. What's that all about?
All right. So, Monday morning, Wade's still on vacation in the Bahamas and everything, but he did, one of those little, Twitter Q&As and everything, and there's just a couple of funny ones, just interesting things he said. He said...
Oh, wait. I know what you're talking about now, I think. Is this the guy that said... there was a guy that said, Wade, how does it feel not having LeBron carry your team? And then Wade said...
Yeah, that was one of them,
My mother gave birth to me. Yeah, I read that was funny. That was amazing. Well, what else did he get from that?
He said, someone asked him, how long is he going to, be around, or, when's he going to retire? And he said he would... retire when he could no longer play. He said, I'm still averaging 20 points, plus a game at 33 years old, and then he said, I think I'll stay around a little while. Then when somebody asked him if he should be considered the best player to ever have played for the Heat, he answered just yes in all caps. And then, the thing with being carried by LeBron, he hasn't been carried since his mother gave birth to him. And then, basically, just, he said, somebody asked him about taking, the $20 million one-year deal, if that was a short-term example of betting on himself, and he said he's been doing it his whole career, and he, wasn't given a chance by most, and so he's always been betting on himself, but he was really honest, and just, he answered, stuff that a lot of players wouldn't necessarily answer, so it was just interesting to see. But,
I can't believe so many people were like, after the guy that said, do you miss LeBron carrying you? He said, I haven't been carried to my mother gave birth to me. And then everyone was like, oh, damn, D-Wade got you, man. How do you feel?
Yeah.
Damn, this guy got burnt. Holy crap, that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
From what I read right here, the Heat also have made another news on social media. Apparently, Hassan Whiteside had a post on Instagram on Tuesday night. Well, what's that about?
This was just kind of, it's actually something I didn't know. He took a screenshot of ESPN and basically, and the caption was this is why I'm excited, or they wonder why I'm excited for next year in the NBA. And basically the screenshot said that the Heat are the only team in the NBA whose entire starting lineup is ranked in the top 90 in player efficiency rating. So, you got Dragic at 88th, Wade is 13th, Thang is 86th, Bosh is tied for 40th, and Whiteside is 4th in per. So it was just, I like how Hassan, Hassan's real confident, so he'll he's very blunt, and he'll just say whatever, and, as they say, he's keeping it 100 or whatever, but, he's just, I like when players are just like, just right out there and just say, you know. So, but I thought it was interesting that they did have five players that were in the top 90. And I mean, because, you know, that includes, even though Dragic and Deng are in the 80th percent, but, or the 80th ranking, but still, it's a fun fact for Heat fans.
Yeah, that is. So Brett Favre has a lot going on right now. I know that on Thanksgiving night when the Packers host the Bears, that's going to be a great game. Brett Favre's number four is being retired by the Packers. But first, was it another, what day? I know that he's being inducted to the Packers Hall of Fame. I'm just not sure if it's in 9 days or in 8 days. Unless I checked, it was 10.
I thought it was 10, but could be wrong on that. That's exciting and everything. And, you know, he's been making the interview rounds. And one of the things he said was, like, or somebody asked him, like, how did you feel leaving, you know, Lambeau in 2008, you know, after that, that loss to the Giants in the NFC Championship. And, you know, he said, he couldn't, like, believe that after, like, 16 really great years, you know, and fun years with the franchise, that things had come to that. And that's really, like, you know, he's opened up now about, you know, obviously because there's been enough time kind of to start to heal, like, the relationship and the wounds with the, you know, Packers and everything. So he's starting to open up about, you know, the whole process, you know, with him retiring and, you know, how the split with the Packers and everything. He said he never had any beef with Aaron Rodgers, you know, among other things. So it's, for Packers fans, like, it's nice to be able to hear his side of things too now. So it's refreshing to hear. And, you know, obviously we're real excited to have him, his jersey retired and everything. So.
Right. It's going to be very exciting to see Brett Favre. I can imagine him in tears during the halftime game on Thanksgiving night with Packers with the Bears and his numbers being retired. So we're coming back. We got football and we got foolishness. That's CNY and MSO Radio.
ESPN New York, ESPN LA, ESPN Chicago, ESPN Dallas, ESPN Boston. But where's Miami? At MSL, we want to be the launching pad for ESPN Miami. So spread the word. MSL to ESPN.
MSL is looking for writers. If you are a fan of the Miami Dolphins, Miami Marlins, Miami Heat, Miami Hurricanes, Florida Panthers, Florida International University Panthers, or even golf, contact Stephen Err on Twitter at RidingFanatic2 for more information.
What's up, sports fans? If you want to get different perspectives on all things sports, on the field and off the field, join me, Casey Wallach, and my co-host, Stephen Err, on SCU and Wally, every Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, only on MSL Radio.
All right, all right. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. Welcome to Cruise Control, where the rhyming is tight, where the limelight's a lime and light.
Stop.
What
are you doing?
I'm rhyming. I'm rapping. My people
know what the show's about.
So what's
people
it about?
To hear what the show's about.
What's it about?
It's about two brothers coming together, discussing everything popular culture. We're opening up Pandora's box, and yes, I said Pandora's box, because nothing is off limits, and we're going to talk about things that everybody wants to hear about, things we want to talk about.
So everything and anything.
Everything and anything. This is Miami Sports and Lifestyle's very own Jonathan and Christian Cruz, so you just got to sit back, relax, and put it on what, Jay?
I'm not saying it.
You got to say
nope,
it. You can't
nope.
It like this.
All
so
right.
What are we doing? Putting on what?
We're putting...
What?
Cruise control.
I've made my decision. I'm going to take my talents to South Beach, join D. Wade, and play for the Miami Heat. The Miami Heat. The Miami Heat.
DJ Irie! The Miami Heat!
Check out the Miami Sports and Lifestyle blog, only at miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSLblog.
Hey guys, it's your girl Tasha. Join me every Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time for the Why Is It Taboo radio show on MSL Radio. where we will talk about things some churches just don't want to talk about. You can also follow me on Twitter at Why Is It Taboo? That's WHYISITTABOO. And just remember, guys, that there is nothing too hard for God.
The time is here. The time is now. The three sides have aligned once again. Jacob James Garcia, Aaron Cheatham, and Simply Courtney, the Black and Tan Show, are here for you. MSL Radio, Saturdays at 9. Be there, or we will be there.
Thank you for calling Kansas Save-A-Lot. May I help you?
Yes, ma'am. Is this a Save-A-Lot in Cleveland, Ohio? Because I'm about to come to Cleveland in about a week. This is the Cleveland, Ohio Save-A-Lot, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I have a question for you. How does it feel to be a business in a miserable-ass depressed city?
The Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robinson is Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on MSL Radio. You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
All right, we are back on SC and Wally here on MSL Radio. And, Jason Pierre, everybody should know by now that Jason Pierre Paul basically, exploded his hand, I guess you could say, to exaggerate, during the fireworks on Saturday. Well, I got news for you. He's not the only one to get injured during fireworks on Saturday. Bucks cornerback C.J. Wilson, who's also injured because of fireworks. Go to the NFL. No more fireworks for these players during the offseason. No more. I'm watching SportsCenter right now. Greg Hardy wait for his decision on his appeal. He is challenging ruling of anything more than a 2-game suspension. Wow. Well, for my Cowboys, it would be good to have Greg Hardy come back. We're also still waiting for Tom Brady's appeal to be, the sentencing to come about. But we'll wait for that. Let's go back to May 2nd. Just a second. Everybody and the mother was excited for the Floyd Mayweather Manny Pacquiao fight. They paid $100 to watch it on TV, or they went to a friend's house to watch the fight. Not only was it a boring fight, but now Mayweather lost the belt from that fight. I don't remember what it is. I think he violated rules or something. But I just want to say congratulations to all the idiots that spent $100 to watch a boring fight that is now basically void. Congratulations to you guys. Congratulations. Nice going, guys. So, All-Star Game. The roster has been decided. And who's not on the roster? A-Rod. He's coming off this year-long suspension, but he's amazing. He did amazing this whole first half of the baseball season. So the question now is, does he belong on the roster?
Yeah, I mean, some people are saying because he's a designated hitter, that's not really, doesn't really qualify for an all-star, position. I don't know what the, whole selection, rules are, criteria are, but I'm just saying based on his performance this year, totally, clean as far as we know, and he's just been killing it. I mean, and he's not a young guy. I mean, he's playing great, and it's, I don't know. I think he should be on the roster, but who knows?
He should be. He deserves it because he did such an amazing job. Even coming back from suspension, he showed everybody that he's still the same old A-Rod that was drafted by the thing. Yeah, I know, with Texas Rangers back in 1985. This guy's still, he deserves a spot on the roster. Unfortunately, he didn't get it. It's sad. It's also sad that Marlins Juan Carlos Stanton can't play in the All-Star games. He broke his hand about 3 weeks ago. He's out for another 3 weeks. Miguel Cabrera also missed the All-Star game with a hamstring injury. Oh, go ahead. You were saying?
I was just going to say I would have loved to see him in the home run derby, too. I mean, I don't know if he would have played it or not, but if he would have, that would have been pretty exciting. I know Bryce Harper's not playing in the home run derby for whatever reason. I think
he was the one that said his father was supposed to pitch to him, and he can't, so he's like, I'm out. You know, and again, respect his decision. I respect his decision to do that.
Right.
But it would have been nice to see Bryce Harper. He probably would have won the home run derby if you ask me.
Oh, yeah.
If he had participated. Albert Pujols will participate, though. So, you know, obviously Pujols is like one of the top guys in baseball history when it comes to hitting home runs. So this guy's going to – he's gonna do something come Monday night at I don't really have a stadium in Cincinnati. The home of the Reds. I'm just going to go with that. That's where the All-Star game is this year. Home run derby, July 13th. All-Star game, Tuesday, July 14th. Home run derby is on ESPN, and the All-Star game is on Fox, like every other year. So, it's Wednesday, hump day. let's see. The Heat. Let's talk to Heat. Let's talk to Heat, because this is a Miami-based company. We all love our Heat over here. If the Heat win tonight, they'll get first place in the Orlando Summer League. Just got to beat the Clippers. 5 p.m. on NBA TV. And they're looking to trade Chris Anderson and Mario Chalmers. Now, I don't really know Chalmers like that. I don't know how long he's been on the team. But I know that Chris Anderson, a.k.a. Birdman, has been there for the longest time. He's been there for at least the two championships LeBron took the team with. We have little news here. DeAndre Jordan is leaning towards returning to the Clippers. Wow. Nice.
this is interesting because this hasn't happened since 2009. And the last time a player went back on a verbal agreement during the moratorium period is obviously very uncommon. In 2009, it was Hedo Turkoglu, agreed to terms with Portland initially, but then he backed out to go sign with the Raptors. So if this goes down, this is going to be the first time that that's happened. The NBA might consider eliminating the moratorium period, you know, between free agency and, you know, actual signing of the contracts. Now, you know, people are saying DeAndre's, you know, back to 50-50 on the decision, which is where he was last week when free agency started, you know, and that he's torn and unsure of, you know, his decision to leave the Clippers. So they've mobilized the troops from Clipper Nation, and they're all descending on Houston, where DeAndre Jordan lives, and Doc Rivers arrived in Houston. Apparently, J.J. Redick lives in Austin, and he's been he tweeted out an emoji of a van, like, driving, you know, right around this time this happened, which, you know, obviously indicates that he's been mobilized to go to Houston. Griffin is possibly coming to Houston, but I saw something where he was in Hawaii right now on Instagram, and then Chris Paul has supposedly been summoned off of his, and he was last seen on a banana boat with Dwayne Wade and LeBron James and Gabriel Union in Bahamas, so we'll see what they can do, because, you know, tomorrow's the day that it, you know, to sign, so we'll see what kind of, you know.
Yeah, I was just going to say, tomorrow's the day we will know all the answers, at least when it comes to DeAndre Jordan, where he's going, either Dallas or back to Los Angeles. But, again, tomorrow, we'll see what happens. We'll let you know here on SC Wally if the news comes out before 2 o'clock tomorrow. Kyrie Irving says the Cavs definitely would have won the title if everyone was healthy. I still don't agree with that, because from overviewing the Cavs season, Kevin Love had one good game. He was against the Pistons, where they had to come back to win in Detroit. And Kyrie, the only thing I noticed that he did was he scored 57 points against the Spurs. Other than that, it doesn't matter. Healthy or not, the Cavs still would have lost.
I think Kyrie, you know, having Kyrie would have been a big factor for him. You know, ball movement wasn't that great once, you know, he was out of the series, and you know, Dellavedova had a good game, but then, you know, he couldn't maintain it. You know, the kid needed to get an IV after, you know, playing 37 minutes or whatever, you know, that night. He had to go get an IV for dehydration and all that stuff. So, you know, Kyrie's got a little bit more stamina, and obviously he's better at moving the ball around, and it just, it would have been closer. I agree with you, I still think Golden State would have won, but it probably would have been seven games, like nail-biter, more nail-biter type situation. And, you know, Kevin Love is as important for spacing, but, I mean, Tristan Thompson did a, you know, great job rebounding and everything, and he kind of made you kind of forget about Kevin Love, to be honest.
I agree. It would have been seven games, but the game seven would have been at the Oracle Arena in Oakland.
Yeah.
And the Cavs aren't winning games. The Cavs aren't winning game seven in the Oracle Arena in Oakland. It's not happening. Update from 120 Sports. Bucks quarterback CJ Wilson lost two fingers after that fireworks accident on the 4th of July.
Wait, what was it?
He lost two fingers. CJ Wilson lost two fingers after that fireworks incident on the 4th of July.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, boy. So,
we'll see if that gets confirmed, though, because if you remember, like, with Jason Pierre-Paul, the initial reports that, like, were about possible amputation, and it ended up just being, it was burned rather than, you know, blowing his fingers off. So, we'll see what actually occurs with that one.
Ladies on Jason Pierre-Paul, I read this yesterday. He's expected to miss six games. And if that happens, I feel sorry for him, but because, you know, that means that he's going to miss the Cowboys game, and that just helps my Cowboys a lot better to get an opening day win. So we were talking about, obviously you said that Brett Favre had no beef with Aaron Rodgers, which is obviously that's good because he had to learn from Brett Favre. If he didn't want to learn, if there was beef, things might have been different. Maybe Aaron Rodgers would ask for a release or something, and, you know, who knows what would have happened after Brett Favre retired. But now I want to ask you, since you're a Packers fan, which quarterback do you think is better, like, overall, Rodgers or Favre?
Well, I mean, they're two different types of quarterbacks. And, like, one of the things that Aaron Rodgers has said in the past was that, by, you know, sitting behind Brett Favre for as many years as he did, he learned basically what not to do type thing. I mean, because, you know, we all know Favre is, you know, the gunslinger. You know, he made some really incredible plays, but he also had interception numbers too. So, Aaron Rodgers, I think, is like he's a smarter player. I mean, he can read stuff right away, you know, the defense and everything, like, before he even calls for the ball and, you know, it's supposed to. I mean, I think Rodgers and it also has to do with kind of the time period, too. Like, the game was different. You know, it was much more physical when Favre played, and, you know, there wasn't as much, like, protection on the quarterback. So some of the stuff that Favre did get done was really incredible. At the same time, he made, you know, some decisions that were obviously, you know, cost us the ball. But with Rodgers, you know, I guess I have to lean towards Rodgers right now because of just like I said, he's really intelligent, you know, football knowledge is, you know, great with him, and he's dead on accurate. I mean, that guy's, his arm is incredible. So I think in the way the game is now, I'd have to say Rodgers, but I'm not discounting Favre for anything. You know, they're two totally different quarterbacks, and I love them both.
Right.
I mean, I was devastated when Favre left. So it's. I mean, obviously, you're very lucky if you're a Packers fan to have, you know, these two quarterbacks back to back. So, but I have to go Rodgers.
I can agree with that, and I actually think that Rodgers is about another year or two away from another Super Bowl title, which would give him more than Favre. This is SC Volume Mr. Radio. I want to thank Case for being on. Thank everyone for listening, and we'll be back tomorrow.
You have been listening to Stephen Sports Blog with Stephen III, here only on MSL Radio.